welcome to the Destiny Addicts podcast. It's the place to play with people in Destiny and contribute to others outside of the community. This is our first ever episode 40, and will sadly be our last. Episode 40, that is. You can only have one episode 40. Fair warning, Destiny content's a bit embedded in this cast as per usual.
Alright, it is episode 40, the big 4-0. I knew it because it's I always know the ones that end with 0. It's great.
You're fucking 40, so 46. Clever, Bushman. I always know the ones that end with 0.
Including the first one we never did, which was 0.
The pilot.
The pilot, yeah.
Wasn't the pilot just Bush by himself, though?
Yeah, it was him. It was Bushman. It was basically Bushman monologuing on what he thought would make a great podcast. How's that turned out? Like, are we still on plan, Bushman?
I'm going to say no. Yeah, I'm going to say no. I actually went back and listened to like episode 3 and 5 a little bit, and it's changed somewhat from what I think the original plan was.
Well, back in episode like 3, 4, 5, you were still actually talking about loadouts, weren't you?
Yeah, I was. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I remembered going back to listen to that bollocks for the for the quiz. You remember the episode 20 quiz? And 3, 4, and 5 in particular were 3 hours of the worst podcasting I've ever listened to.
Oh, come on! Look, we had the crest of apple pie. We had Spray, that's where Spray and Pray came out of. We had songs about Praetorian Foil.
Is that what you do in the morning when you're trying to take a shit, or was that the night after when you get
actually drunk? Wasn't it Splay and Pray?
It was
Splay and Pray, the act of holding your naked legs open as wide as possible and hoping that nothing bad happens.
I think that was a quiz question too.
I think it was as well.
Yeah, but wasn't I asking you like, well, isn't the perk called Spray and Pray? And you're like, no, that's not the perk.
Yeah, yeah, that's what you've spent the last fucking 30 minutes doing, genius.
Yes. Dude, I'm telling you, man, half hour, you feel nice and good, like everything's out of you. Feeling good, feeling great, baby. Just start the day.
Dude, are you fucking kidding? Like I'm out in 3 minutes flat.
Bro, do you not wipe your cheeks or what? You walk around with like that
includes wiping time as well, man. It's like a fucking a greased up snake just comes flying out.
Dude, when it comes to wiping, man, like, I wipe until it's, like, the toilet paper is white.
What?
I'm serious. If the toilet paper ain't white, I ain't done. It takes me, like, 10 minutes sometimes, so just wipe my cheeks, bro.
10 minutes?
10 minutes of just wiping.
It sounds like a nasty-ass baby diaper.
Yeah.
And you poo, and it's like all over the fucking diaper.
But
I'm imagining your ass looks like, and it takes you 10 minutes to wipe it off.
The first five goes are like he's just wiping a Sharpie on some paper.
No. Okay, so when I sit down, right, I literally make sure the cheeks are nice and spread so that nothing touches the walls. Nothing touches the walls. Right? It's just the poop shoot that I'm wiping at that point.
I've never tried that before.
I guess we
have a good title for this week's episode. Genius's poop shoot. Spread them wide.
No, I'm serious, though. You gotta make sure those bad boys are spread wide. Touch the walls, man.
You know what, genius? When you say you're serious, I fucking believe you as well.
I had some feedback from someone this week, and they're like, you know what, genius? He's really getting to the swing of things with this, you know, all the shit and wind. Just reinforce that.
It's about fucking time. 40 episodes in.
40 episodes in.
Took you long enough. Welcome to the party, genius.
I like to take my time.
Oh, apparently so.
Well, I was going to say, Bushman did this nice intro. Bushman did the nice intro going about episode 3 and 4. We're a bit slow, and I was just thinking to myself, we have come a long way since then. You know, we talked about education, Googling, all sorts of interesting topics. And, you know, this week we have, you know, some shit techniques that you can offer.
Well, you know, I think it's what you could say. We've come a long way. Or in other ways, you could say we're exactly the same bunch of puerile twats as we were back in episode 3, 4, and 5.
Don't you mean...
Yeah.
There it is, yeah, I don't know when that started. That was episode, I think that was end of episode 3. We had See You Next Thursday, and that's, or Tuesday, and that's where it all started. And I actually didn't even know what that meant at the time. I was just laughing along until it got explained to me.
What is this? I'm like, just... Bush, is that your wife, Bush?
No, it was mine telling me that I'm being noisy.
Oh. Well, you are actually, as a, actually, I had, actually, that was one of the things. Actually, I wanted to no, talk yeah, about yeah, yeah.
It was Bushman's wife in my place. Bushman,
your place.
Yeah. Oh,
I've got some.
Speaking
to tell
you. Of Kendo Gibbo's wife, and Kendo Gibbo, actually played some Iron Banana with Kendo the other night.
Oh, I don't really know. About it. Is this like spreading your cheeks, playing with Kendo Gibbo's Iron Banana?
No. I actually heard him speak Japanese for the first time.
Right?
And it
right?
was magical.
Right?
It was magical.
See? I told you, Sam. I told you. You
and
what
I,
you
said,
thought
I said this while we were playing. I popped a chubby. And he went nuts.
Popped a chubby.
Man, if that's all it takes to make a man hard, I could be way richer in a different line of business.
Well, what you waiting for, dude? You're like totally missing out, man.
Yeah, I should be like a Japanese speaking white gigolo in like Northern America.
Again, you could make some killer cash, bro. I'm telling you, there is a market for everything, dude.
Oh, a market? Okay. Another callback, right? Another thing I have.
Fucking
hell. Callback? Callback about what?
Because this is a callback episode, right? Because we're not. It's a big episode. It's episode 40.
Where's JC, bro? Did you not invite him today?
Nah. Fuck him.
Wow.
30. He didn't turn up to 20. Actually, he did turn up to 20 for a little bit, didn't he?
Yeah,
for like but 3 seconds to call you a bastard.
Yeah. Seriously.
No, I think it's just too early in the morning for him. I got the message. Bush. It's
like,
just too
no
early.
Way around it. It's still your fault.
Maybe 50 he might be more interested because it'll be daylight
savings.
Would we do
50 or would we do 52 for the full year?
Well, it would have to be 54 for the full year because we've missed 2 or 3.
Oh, we've missed a couple. All right.
We've missed a couple. But, yeah, so coming back to Camels for Jay Howard, if you remember that episode, that would have been, I don't know. 8, 7, 6, something like that. So I was in a car park at my kid's school, and there was this car, and this car guy was in there, and it was like Melbourne Camel Hire.
Oh.
What the fuck?
That's
and, like, and we've got St. 14, we've got St. 14's charity stream coming up. So what are the odds? We had Camels for Jay Howard in the charity stream. And... So I found out, so I want someone to do a bit of a Google search so we can figure out. So I've left this for the podcast.
Okay.
I don't know. Who's got... Have you,
okay, I'm ready. I'm ready. Right? Yeah, I can
so
go.
So we want to go to australiancamels.com.
this sounds amazing already.
And then I think /camel this is right, something stuff. Like that. But you just go to australiancamels.com. You should be able to find your way.
Oh, mate, you're on a winner. You're on a winner. Australian Camels, and the subtitle is... All things camel.
So does that include camel hump? Does that include camel toe?
Mate, they've got a camel. They've got a camel academy.
So what?
Yes. Their services. Oh, it's mate. You can rent a camel. Camel. Oh, you can buy a camel. Hang on.
Okay, how much? We were looking at the price. Remember? For Jay Howard.
We were.
What's the price?
Scroll
down the bottom.
I've misinterpreted. It's not buying a camel. It's buying camel-related goods.
So I like camel milk, camel hump. What
does that include? Camel toe?
Yeah, I just want to.
All I want is camel toe included.
All I want to buy is the toe and the camel. The toe and the camel, like no, they don't need to be together.
No, not in that order necessarily.
Oh, they've got a blog. Let's have a look at
it. What can you talk about camels about for that long?
Five 5 challenges of the Mongolian camel journey. How to saddle a camel.
Okay.
Is that the free ebook?
Look at this. Ah, this is brilliant. What no one tells you about camel training. I'll tell you what.
Yeah. No one tells you anything.
Yeah, fucking everything, because I don't ask anyone about camel training. All right, here's another web page that no one will read. 5 tips for a camel business.
Yeah, a hump business. Isn't that 100.io?
Yeah.
So it is there. I had to scroll down. $600 Australian per hour minimum charge.
To rent a camel.
I don't know. Yeah, it'd be about $400 American per hour for one camel. That's it. Just buy the whole damn thing for $8,000 and you'll be
yeah, sweet. Man. Yeah.
But then you're going to have to learn how to train it and have to read the ebook.
And keep it somewhere. Yeah, like where would you keep your camel? Oh, hang on. I've got the best blog post here so far. 14 amazing photos of camels used in war. Camels are used in war.
Who's going to turn up? Whoever owns that business is going to come in the morning and say, someone jumped on our website.
Yeah.
We've had traffic.
He actually looked at the, looked at the 14.
We had a hit. Oh, my God. That's well good. Anyway. Shall we move
so
on?
So 11 minutes. We're going to do better than 30 minutes like we did last week before we started talking about this. Well, we spoke a bit about Iron Bananas.
Last week I did have something of an education about how to strong arm your customers in used car sales.
Not used. It's not used.
I'm sorry. New car sales.
You like that?
I did. I liked all 45 minutes of it.
So. Well, at least I satisfied you for quite a while.
Oh, mate. That's what she said.
So, Iron Banana. Let's talk about Iron Banana instead of iron shells of cars.
Yeah,
that was a good segue.
No,
I want you to know that I'm playing Iron Banana right now while we're recording. That's how good it is.
Listen, are you playing on PC, bro? Because what are you doing if you're not on a PS4, bro? I'm telling you, you're slow.
I am on PS4.
Are you?
It's 3v3 right now. It's so awful. Like, we didn't even get a full 4v4 team.
So think about that. Playing while you're podcasting? What's going on? Now I know what's going on.
Hey, this is my first time doing it. So.
It's the first time.
It's my first time.
Why didn't you tell me, dude? I'm on right now.
For fuck's sake.
Roman...
what's going on? Everyone's playing. Gibbo's like, we got to start because I want to play. Like, you may as well just jump on, Gibbo. You may as well just...
I fucking should do it. Exactly. Why don't we stream it as well, for fuck's sake?
Dude, we should actually put
if
that
Broman
on
If Broman can do it during
day.
The Ask Broman podcast, if Broman can do it for the Ask Broman podcast, he can play and do his shit at the same time.
I hate to break this to you, Sin, but you're not Broman.
This is true.
Anyway, Banana.
Is he the one without any hair?
That's me.
So you're Broman in disguise.
No.
Well, not in disguise. Not a very good disguise.
Yeah, it's a shit disguise. It's a shit disguise. Fuck you, Bushman.
So, Sin, you said you were playing with Mr. Gibbo. I was playing with
yourself.
With Synchro Meshi. No, with Sin.
And I heard you guys weren't doing so well, Bush.
Well, we played 13 games.
We were winning.
Synchro Messi was there too.
Yeah, 13 games.
No, I may have been a little bit
better. Synchro Messi, we won one game out of 13 games.
I heard it was your fault, Bush. Come on. I heard it was your fault, dude.
Hold on. Stop.
You need to get closer to the microphone.
Squeeze that out.
Dude, I actually did. I'm going to have to go and check myself later.
You're going to just sit and wait in this?
Yeah. Yeah, man, it's warm and Japan's cold.
You can't just sit and wait in that. You got to go and check that out, like, ASAP, dude.
You fucking watch me.
No, it's just the sound. It almost sounded like
you pushed it out. That sounded like your fart squeezed its way out between the shit and your cheeks.
Mate,
that's why you just don't wear undies when you're podcasting. Yeah, you should be fine.
I just, basically, what I just did is pebble dash the inside of my tracksuit bottom.
Pebble dash? Is that like bowling?
Yeah.
It's a bit smaller.
Yeah. You know, it looks now it looks like the side of your old grandma's house.
What the fuck? Why is my grandma's house got pebbles on?
Well, now it looks like the side of my old grandma's house because her walls were pebble dashed on the outside.
Oh, is that like grout? Like what's
gravel?
Like gout? Yeah, it's just like sticking gravel to the outside of your house. or lightly coating it with a mild dusting of shit.
Oh, we're gonna have to clip that.
That's
next
great.
Time.
That's great. He said,
"Come on, Bush." Yeah.
So I have.
That's like two or three so far.
Yeah, it's good.
It's not enough, Bush.
Two or three.
Not enough. We got lots of work to go.
And I don't want.
There's never enough.
I don't want you to ever give me and Gibbo a hard time about taking 30 minutes to get into Destiny content because we are already 17 minutes in.
Yeah,
we're talking about that.
Well, technically,
no. Spreading cheeks is not Iron Banner. I know we have good intentions to get there.
Sometimes it feels like the Iron Banner. I tell you that.
Well, technically, you and Genius Sin are well into the Destiny content because you're both fucking playing right now while we're talking.
Just because we're in it doesn't mean we are in it.
We're in it to win it, baby. In it to win it.
So, Iron Banner, shall we talk about it? Should we try?
A little bit.
Yeah, of course, man.
We could try. I actually had a few good games the entire week. I think I managed to play with all the hosts and some other people as well. So it was good to catch up with everyone.
Well, I think it was yesterday during the day, one of those rare times when I can get on before 9:30 at fucking night. I basically gate crashed Sin, Sync, and Ferg, and got in for a couple of quick games. Ferg, by the way, I'll give him a shout out. That guy's a fucking monster.
Yeah, he is.
At one point. Dude, like, he had, like, what was it, like a 12.5 KD in the last match? It was obscene.
Yeah. And that's why he was so good, I invited him to the clan, and you know what? He accepted.
Yeah, get that. What?
He's in.
Lord knows why, but...
He did. I didn't speak to him about that invite, though, and it wasn't you just, like, you sent him one invite. You just kept spamming him, and he was like the kid in the back.
Right, it wasn't one, it was multiple.
Parents driving, and he just, like... I've had enough. I'm just going to join. Just to stop it.
You wore him down.
I'm right. Calling it.
You totally wore him down.
I haven't sent you one for a while, Sin. Maybe that's why I haven't accepted. It's too hard to find it and jump online. And if I just send you... Actually, I think any of us could. Actually, Genius, you're playing with him right now. Why don't you...
I'm not playing with him currently at this moment, but I'm going to.
Well, you're online.
I am online.
Don't jump on. Send him one.
Don't do it, Genius. Don't do it. Don't fall for his little tricks. Don't get involved in his little ways. You shouldn't be spamming people.
No, I don't spam people that stuff. I let him do that. He's on the collection of people. I just play with them.
He doesn't spam people. He eats spam.
Hey, exactly. Come on now.
I've had to turn off notifications for my Destiny app because every single day I get four or five. This person has been invited to the clan. This person has been invited to the clan. This person accepted the clan.
This person left the clan.
This person left the clan. It's like I looking at it, I think at least three times a week I'll see someone accept and then leave within 30 minutes.
No, it is a true story.
It is
so bad.
Like it happened yesterday.
Yeah. Bush, you gotta just stop spamming people. Let them come in if they want. They, like, seriously.
No, I keep but spamming. They don't know if they want to come in unless I let them know.
Unless oh my goodness. Them. Our turnover rate is going to be so high, it's not even funny. Sin, as a manager, Sin, how do you feel about turnover?
He loves it. That he tells suck. You to fuck off all
right?
the time.
See? Dude, we're looking for quality people, Bush. All right? We've got some quality people. So let's keep it that way, all right?
Well, that's me out there, and I'll catch you guys later. Yeah.
Can you name the quality people? Yeah. Fergie's pretty good. Who else?
Come yeah, on, Ferg's good. Okay, done. We're struggling now.
Hang on, I'm just logging into Destiny because I need to send Sin a message.
Oh, God, for fuck's sake, really? So I need to make a confession. It's quite a painful one. Mm-hmm. I've spent a lot of this time this week. I haven't played as much Destiny as I wanted to because I've found a new love. I've been
Monster
I've been
Hunter.
Cheating.
Monster Hunter. Ah!
I've been cheating on Destiny. I bought Monster Hunter. I couldn't not. And
so is it good? I know I've asked you about it.
What's a Monster Hunter? What's a Monster Hunter?
The clue is in the fucking title, you gonad.
You gonad. You're a gonad, Bush.
You hunt monsters.
Oh, you've turned into a hunter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you
had to happen at some point.
You come on board. First you come into the clan, and now you've gotten to become a hunter.
That's another full circle right there for you. All right.
So, but you know what though. It was interesting because starting playing Monster Hunter. Monster Hunter scratched the big itch that Destiny has left me with, and that was the RPG element. Because I think we can all roughly agree that, like, it's been toned down, it's been diluted, and there's much less of the kind of tweaking and min-maxing that we had before, right? Whereas now, I've got that itch to scratch with Monster Hunter, and I'm kind of okay with Destiny all of a sudden. It's like, yeah, okay, I've got another game where I can go really crazy with equipment and min-maxing, and I'll go to Destiny and just shoot shit, because shooting shit in Destiny is fun. Mm-hmm. So where in Destiny that itch was, like, borderline sexually transmitted, in Monster Hunter, it's fucking great. And I actually found myself in... Maybe it's just because Iron Banana was fun, but I found myself enjoying Destiny a little bit more now that I've got something else to kind of dig into in terms of gear grinding.
Well, now there's the roadmap for Destiny as well, so you've got something to look forward to.
The roadmap, the one where nothing at all happens in April. Yeah, that sounds exciting.
Is there nothing happening in April?
Mate, there's fuck all. April. Literally nothing. They had nothing in there.
Oh, I haven't even checked. I know it took a little while for... Yeah, I think, when are they doing the Crucible Pass? Is it in March?
May.
May.
I think the sandbox changes are in May.
That seems a little bit far away, don't you think?
A little bit.
Mate, this is what I'm saying. Why is it that there is nothing happening between
the end of February and
just to piss you off?
Well, they.
Oh, it's not just me. I think there's a couple of other people.
Mission complete. Right. Let's have a look. Here we go. Right. So, update 1.1.2, Masterworks deployed. Update 1.1.3, Strikes and Social, February the 27th. Okay, so the next update is a month away. 1.1.4, March 27th. So, then you've got to wait a whole other month for something else to happen. And then the next one, it just says May. There's not even a fucking date. It just says May. So it could be the end of May, 2 months later. Perfect.
Let's face it, it'll be the end of May.
It'll be the end of May, yeah.
If it was going to be the start of May, they would just put it in April.
So it's great.
It will definitely be at the end of May.
Yeah, right. It's great to have a roadmap, but the fact that there's that big gap between the end of Season 2 and the beginning of Season 3 doesn't fill me with, like, loads and loads of excitement, if I'm being honest. And some of this stuff, it's fun. Like, Nightfall Strike Unique Rewards, really looking forward to that, except for the fact that it says it might slip to a later release, so probably will.
That's what they've got to do in April.
And well, I'm wondering if the updates are just going to be that big, though, that they need that time and, like, to get it done.
But, maybe.
But what, to upgrade the Crucible? The one thing that annoyed me is that before D2 came out, they said one of the reasons, I don't know if I've said this before in another podcast, but one of the reasons that the they're going to have static roles and all that stuff is so that they can, and obviously the change from, you know,
they can tweak
an Xbox, they can tweak it more often.
Yeah.
Now, once every
on
9 months.
An individual basis as well.
Yeah. Yeah. They just haven't done anything for 9 months.
No, so they've done,
yeah,
they've done literally nothing. They haven't, have they tweaked guns?
The fighting lion.
I think they buffed the fighting lion. Yeah.
And the Prometheus lens, that got a little bit of a, that got buffed back up again, didn't it?
I think it did just get buffed back up. Yeah.
So they can do it. They're just choosing not to on a few guns. So.
Yeah. Right. So like, why? Like, I don't get it. I want to be positive, but they keep doing shit like this. Like, it's great to have a roadmap, but like, if you think about it, some of this stuff's really, really small.
Yeah.
Some of it's really small.
It's really small.
Yeah.
What is it? What's your favorite saying? A button on a fur coat.
Yeah, or like an acorn in long grass.
It's your favourite. All right, Sin, here we go. Invite to clan. It's been sent.
Did you just send it?
I heard the message pop up.
Yeah, please. Look at that. Look at that. Live.
I got the message.
Lovely.
What you should do, Bushman, what you should do is spam him single letters in private messages, because then that'll cover up his radar while he's playing and he won't be able to see what's going on.
So I did get a message from somebody last night when we were playing. Guy's name is Heliosphere 1.
Yay.
He called me a little bitch. He was mad because I was up top of one of those points. I think it's like point C in Vostok or whatever. You can jump up above. There's that little like metal upper part that you can be up top and you can kind of scout down from both sides. Mm. I killed two people. One of them was him by doing that. Then he finally killed me because he came back around and was able to get into an angle and finally kill me. And then he sent me a message, little bitch.
I actually know Heliosphere was like
Helios
one 777, of my best buddies on here.
Bush. Heliosphere. Yeah. Different people, bro.
Heliosphere 1.
No. Heliosphere. I know where he's from. He's from Texas. I used to play online with him constantly for like 9 months before I met all you guys.
Yeah, he's in our Discord.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So he knows he's in. Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna call him out on that.
Well, it looks like we just did.
Yeah, that's it. Well, I'll call out. What the fuck are you doing? Sending messages to my mates. You go, yeah, the fucking little bitch. It sounds just like him too. So.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. So Monster Hunter's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, no, it's I've quite good. Been playing Assassin's Creed myself. So.
Yeah.
It's the same as Monster Hunter.
Well, it's the same in that we're waiting for something big to happen to Destiny, yeah, so that we can come back and really throw ourselves at it again.
Yeah, you know what? I'm trying to just keep it positive, trying to give myself a little bit of a break, because I don't take huge breaks from Destiny. It's just a little break, you know, short game. That's
yeah, I'm not leaving the game, no, but I'm definitely playing it
a little less.
Yes. Than I used to.
Yeah. I think that's one thing that they were trying to do, because Destiny was like super addicting, but maybe I'm wrong.
You know one thing though that I hope Destiny Bungie learns in time for Destiny 3, learns from games like Monster Hunter, and that's character creations. And I've got to tell you two things. First of all, and I will come back to this because it's fucking good. The character creator in Monster Hunter is fucking brilliant. It's absolutely fantastic. You've got so much control. Yeah, you've got so much control over what your character looks like. It's very, very good. And the second thing is, when you've got some time, and everybody who's listening to us, both of you should do this. Go to Polygon's YouTube channel and look up Monster Factory. And it's like a series of 30-minute videos of two dudes who go and fuck up every single character creator that they can get their hands on. I was literally in tears in a couple of them. It's some of the
What do you mean? They're just making them look stupid? Or?
They just make them look absolutely obscene. Yeah. And like the commentary that they've got going with it is fantastic as well. Like, I honestly, it's some of the funniest gaming videos I've seen in absolutely fucking ages. Polygon's YouTube channel, Monster Factory. Check it out. It's fucking brilliant. But anyway, so the Monster Hunter, the character creator is Ace, and I eventually fixed up with a guy who looks like he's got a really bad salon tan and a massive white
salon tan.
He's got a salon tan. He's a bit haggard. He's a bit haggard. He's got a bad tan, and he's got a jumbo white quiff and a designer beard as well. He looks awful.
Designer
and,
beard. That's hilarious, dude.
And I, you can name your character as well. So I called him Randolph LeBeans.
What?
Yeah, and you can also, you've also got a little pet cat that runs around with you.
That helps you hunt. Yeah, no, I read on that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I called my pet cat Mr. Splitpuss.
What?
Mr. Splitpuss. It's great when
Split
someone...
Splitpuss?
Splitpuss. It's great when someone joins into your party and they look at your thing and they go, is that thing called Mr. Splitpuss? And they're like, yeah, it is. But like, to tell you just how robust this thing is, I came so close to having my hunter look like Freddie Mercury. Because you've got the moustache, you've got the slicked back hair, you can change the facial structure, you can change the skin complexion, and I had this thing looking like Freddie Mercury, and I was thinking to myself, do I want to spend like a couple of hundred hours in this game looking at Freddie Mercury? Yeah, no, not looking like him, looking at Freddie Mercury for like 300 hours.
Like him if you want. Just yeah. Just grow a mustache and put a wig on.
Yeah. Yeah, and the wig. Yeah. but it's so good. It's so much fun getting into something like that. And it just made me think back to Destiny 2, where they just did copy and paste of Destiny 1's character creator. That'll do. Fuck it. And
they
left that balls in. Yeah, they only had like 3 fucking years to sort it out. Anyway, yeah, that's it.
All right, gone, because that was a long story. All right,
because I'm used to it. Yeah, are you gonna delete it?
Delete that bit.
Just chop it out.
So, I've got a quiz.
Okay.
Yeah? So, because
it's a short quiz, obviously.
Well, it can go, depends how good it is. Let's find out. All right. So I'm going to give you some descriptions from Destiny Item Manager of some guns.
Oh,
and you have to pick the gun from the description. Okay. Are you ready?
Do I have to tell you what the name of the gun is?
Well, you can try if you want to win.
Okay.
You get a free clan invite for the win. All right. So.
Fuck.
All right. I guess I'm out because I already got my free clan invite.
All right, this gun fits in the palm of your hand.
Fighting Lion.
Palm of your hand. I'll go with it's a sidearm.
Touch of Malice.
No, these are all D2 ones. So I'll give you another one. Even when you win with this gun, you feel like a loser.
Fighting Lion.
Nah, that's it. They're the only 2 quotes I'm giving you.
I'll
give you another hint. Yeah, same gun. Hmm. And it's the one that I use quite a fair bit. And
Last Hope.
Genius loves it. Genius loves it when I use this because it's pretty anti-meta.
Oh, it's
the
miter.
Yeah, use the miter.
I don't have the miter tool.
I didn't hear you. I haven't heard you for ages, Sync.
Have you had yourself on mute?
No, I'm here. I've just been sitting there quietly, listening.
All right, how about this one? It's the year 4 Gjallarhorn, they once said. Now I'm like, yeah,
since
right.
The past.
Fuck you. No.
That's probably the actual gun. It's the one that's with W. The rocket launcher that spits out all the extra stuff.
Here's another hint for you. It feels right somehow, even when alone.
Ron Jeremy's penis. All right, I win. Give me my fucking clan invite.
Baby Callus Arm.
Baby Callus Arm.
All right, last one. This will give you a really good hint for this one. Same gun, all these ones. Rats are small, but we are strong. Squeak.
It's a Rat King.
You kind of gave it away. this is a super quick one. Let's see if you can get this. If you're going to bother using a hand cannon, use this.
Fighting Lion.
Better Devils.
Better Devils.
Yeah, Better Devils. You got it. Here's another one. So much better than Uriel's gift. Love this gun. Like a woman, like a good woman, you can't
live without. Positive outlook.
No, it's in the same archetype. Archetype.
The number.
Yeah, the just number. The tip. I wish we had
the tip.
Yeah, I wish there was a. I wish there was a gun called Just the Tip.
Sins, how to lose a customer in 10 days with just the tip. Put that dick down. Rated R.
Does that mean you walk out to meet your customers just with your policeman hanging out of your zipper?
That would be fucking awesome. Honestly, that would be amazing.
He's just hanging out with his wang out.
You want me to drop the price of my car? Well, here, let me just show you what I'm going to drop right now. I'm going to put that dick down.
I'll put my dick down.
Just start negotiating with your phallus hanging out there. They don't know what's happening.
Touch your phallus.
Yeah, they've just got no idea what's happening as you're just unzipping and dropping your trousers on the middle of the forecourt.
You want a better deal? Bend over.
Oh, my God.
No lube, only sandpaper.
A nice lubeless chubby.
How did I know this is going to end up like this? That one was another one that was fuck you, Uriel's dropping like thralls. It was the number. So it's another metal one.
Oh, we're going back to it, are we? Yeah, that's good. Okay.
Yeah.
Kendall, why are you ever surprised?
Leave it to Bushman to keep us on task. Was that all of them? That was all of them.
I'm one of the here, I think.
Yeah, what's happened to your soundboard, Bushman? I was expecting some quotes from Shaft.
I missed this one when we were talking about poo before.
Bush, you are so late, dude. Oh my goodness.
That's what she said. That's what she said.
Bro, if she said that you took too long, I would be like, you came too slow.
You selfish bastard.
You need to keep up. I can't help it that I'm that good and get it done quick.
I'm efficient, all right?
I'm efficient. Oh, shit. Nice. It's like Genius blows a load in 10 seconds and like, sorry, love, you've got to keep up. This is a fucking race, didn't you know?
Soggy biscuits.
But all I felt was just the tip.
Sorry, honey. It was all the blue waffle I saw earlier. Oh my goodness, I just couldn't resist.
There it is.
There's a lot.
Sorry, honey. You need me to wait longer? Just show me pictures of blue waffles.
Oh, that's so nasty. See, that was a good one.
All right, how about this one? I don't know if you can hear this one.
You're amazing, Bushman. Oh,
nice. Don't even need Kendo anymore. We got him clipped in.
When he gets upset, sometimes he goes, are you going to continue doing that quiz that you put all that time and effort into?
I hate you, Bushman.
I hate you, Bushman.
You know what? When you uploaded that to the Discord, I thought I've got to have a listen to this, and it was just as awful as I was expecting it to be. And instead of deleting the sound file, I just left it in my phone. And then a couple of days ago, I'm like listening to some music, and I thought, well, I'll just start off with a random track. And the very first thing that comes up is, I hate you, Bushman. And then it launched into some Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Is this one of those stories I need to keep listening to for another hour? Or
would you like to? I can go on.
Do you want me to keep going with this? I can save it for another time. I can come up with another gun for next week.
Cause... I've got an idea. Why don't you save it for another time when no one else gives a shit?
Oh dear. Fair enough.
It's
that's all my content.
It could be a game with legs. You've just got to find. You just got to find some more interesting.
Oh, what? Hang on. I actually did think about this. So instead of picking it from the DIM, why don't one of our two listeners come in our Discord and actually give us some hints about a gun, and we'll see whether or not we can figure out what they're talking about
in Discord.
Oh boy!
Wow, or Twitter or
bro, you're giving our listeners a little bit too much power because you don't know nothing, Bush.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. Yeah. I don't.
That's true. Yeah.
That's what makes it interesting.
And all we'd have to do is fucking Google it.
Exactly.
No, but they have to come up with it themselves. No. They're not going to do it through Destiny Item Manager. They actually need to come up with something interesting themselves. And if it's not interesting, then it's just going to the shit.
Then we'll just ignore it. And
not respond. Did I just say in it? That's not Jesus Christ. That's your line, in it.
In it. Mate, some quality British English there for you, innit?
That's it. I'm done.
I think I've done all the
content that I had.
Sounds good. I'm done. I've got a story, but I'm going to save it.
No. You said nothing all podcast.
Yeah.
Get on there.
Too late now.
I'm going to save it.
Don't save it. You might not get another chance to come on.
No, that's too bad.
Oh, no.
That's so good. What I think is actually Sync doesn't have a story, but he wanted to say that so that he can wind you up, Bushman.
time for a good story.
On you see, he'd be like, hang on. That's all I've got.
It stinks story time.
No, it's not.
Stinkro messy.
I didn't even need to say stink. Sorry.
Stinkro messy. That's a messy stink. That's what Genius is taller at 6:30 in the morning.
No. Nope. Stinkro messy.
Stinky messy.
Stinky messy.
Oh my goodness.
That's shocking.
You should know that. You got a clown. Mr. Bush needs to, like, learn how to spell properly, you know?
Mr. Pronunciation.
Enunciation.
We actually did get one more thing before we go. We did get a comment from Deo, I don't even know how to pronounce it, Deo Draxon, the same guy that thought Genius was an asshole. So we got to take
So what else is coming this time?
There was a few more. Remember a few episodes ago, I came up with a good idea that Gibbo thought actually might be a good idea with the PvPvE. Apparently, Sword Art Online, Fatal Bullet, is going to come out. It's something where it says two teams fight over a boss in the arena and then try to stop the opposing team from beating the boss. So that's pretty much what I was coming up with. So someone stole my idea. It's coming out in February, so I'm going to send him a message.
Sounds like shit.
Sounds like shit. All right. So that's it. The 12, I heard that they've decreased the experience points from 160k to 120.
Yeah, they've actually cut like 25% off it.
And then Crucible's going to get increased in their XP as well soon. I don't know why they couldn't do that. But how come they can't just do that at the same time? You'd think that would just be one line of code where they just...
Yeah, well, I think when they said, we've made a completely new engine so that it's easier for us to make tweaks, I think that was just a complete fucking lie.
Yeah.
I've actually seen no evidence to support that remark at any point since D2 was released.
Well, maybe they did come up with a new engine, but they didn't realise it was going to be as difficult as it ended up being. I don't know. I'm no program designer.
Oh, what I think is that they did come up with a new engine, and then they accidentally released Destiny 2 on the old one, and the new one is just sitting there doing nothing. Yeah.
And they can't admit to it now. It's too late. They've already dug too many holes. They can't add another one.
Some fucking gloriously big ones as well. Oh dear, like Ron Jeremy's cock again.
Alright, I think it's me done. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
I think we've also got the charity stream survey.
Yes.
May not be released in time.
No, sure.
But...
I think we will be actually.
Yeah.
So who's actually jumping on from it? Because we are second on the list. So who's actually going to do it? It's not me.
Pretty sure it was Sin and possibly Genius.
I know they're on. If they can stop fucking playing Iron Banner, they could actually tell us what they're doing.
No.
Are you on? You are on.
Yeah, I'm on. I haven't gone anywhere, dude. You guys are talking.
I have heard.
We're not going to interrupt. We're not that fucking rude.
Yeah, we're not going to
rush. Nice. You're not like Kendo.
Wait, hold on.
No, that's
me.
No, that's Bush.
Just so everyone knows, I'm not going through.
Say their name.
No, I am not going to go through your audio files and get rid of the controller noises because I can hear it from this end. I don't know if anyone else can.
Yeah, I can.
Everyone else can put up with that shit. And they can blame Genius.
So I'm guessing that Sin is going to be the one that's going to be doing it then this week.
Oh, if you want to put your hand up.
No, I'm actually muting my mic.
So it's just you, Genius. So you can do it.
Busted.
With what? I don't have nothing. I don't even have a computer that can do it, dude.
Do it with Microsoft Paint.
I don't have a computer that can do it. I don't. So fuck you. You're going to have to do
it. I have a 2010 Mac Mini that can't even stream a damn game.
2008.
Yeah. It's horrible, man.
Well, then next time, don't play while you're on or I'll kick your ass. Because next time I won't have that excuse.
Next time you won't have this excuse because Iron Brandon won't be around.
Nice.
Fair enough. All right, there's five of us. Let's kind of go through how to get in touch with us, I guess. Do we want to... who wants to go first?
Synchromeshi_ on Twitter, and you can find the rest of it from there.
That's so blunt.
Straight into the point, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
What else we got?
Anyone else want to say anything? I'll go. What is it?
Nibbles with Gibbles at kendobob.com.
It's Kendo Bob. It's Kendo Bob popping his hammers.
Stop throwing your hammers. Oh, I've got one more thing. All right. So what's red and white and taps on a window?
Don't know.
It?
Executor Hideo in a microwave.
What?
What's red and white and taps on a window? You know, the Executor Hideo or Hideo. We know the guy with the Japanese name.
Bushman.
When he's in a microwave, he's tapping on the window.
If you've got to explain a joke, then that makes you a cunt. It's
no good.
I just made it up. I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah, great.
That was a 1 out of 10 joke. That was awful.
That's where you should do that.
Yeah, you know what I'll do? Right? I'll tell it, and then I'll clip some laughter from somewhere else in the podcast and throw it in there. And just...
Was that the toilet?
There it is.
Was that all of them? That was all of them.
Did you say the toilet?
Bushman, you're amazing.
Oh, I like that.
Said keeping that nobody one, that's going straight ever. Into
It's there. I like it. I'm going to keep that one. Who's left? Sin. How do they get in touch with you?
Sin_media on Twitter. Sin Media on Twitch. That's about it. Don't find me anywhere else.
Yeah, don't. Just please don't.
Don't knock on my window.
Don't tap on my window like a creepy... clown. That is red and white and taps on a window.
Taps on the window.
Yeah. Just fucking it, a clown. Hopefully nobody's scared of clowns.
Yeah. And Genius?
I'm scared of Bushman's jokes.
You can find me on Twitter at TheGenius93. That's JEANIUS. And Genius93 on Twitch.
And you can find Bush and Bob all over the place, and you can find the Destiny Addicts. Probably the best way is to find us.
Oh my god, this is just a disaster.
Just find us on the Saint 14 Project stream, 9 p.m. Eastern.
9 p.m. Eastern.
Is that what time?
Australia or America?
Is that what time you're on?
I hate it when people say 9 p.m. Eastern.
American.
East America.
American Eastern. America. East America.
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 Oh, speaking of America, somebody sent me a video on Facebook.
Was it Helios?
And it was this guy. It was this guy getting his dick sucked while drinking a beer. And it's a big old white dude, mind you.
Okay.
And then he finishes drinking the beer, and then he gets a gun off the top of his car and starts shooting it, and then shouts "Murica" afterwards.
How pleasant!
Sorry,
that is such a random video. Yeah.
Yes,
"Murica."
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 "I've seen enough. I'm calling this one."
Yep.
Yeah, good call.
All right, I'm done. That was a bad joke with a bad everything. And bad everything. If you want some more bad jokes, come next week. I will try to come up with a new great bad joke.
No, it's going to be terrible.
Well, someone else can.
Yeah, leave the clown at home, damn it.
Leave the clown. All right, guys, thanks for that. We'll catch you in episode 41.
Charles.
Take care.